I hereby call this committee of the meeting of the Committee of Appointments to order. It is Monday, October 3rd, 2011. The time is 4:12 p.m. We have a quorum in the presence of Legislator Myers and Legislator Nona, and we expect the arrival of Legislator Testa at any second. Our purpose today is to interview four individuals, for the purposes of various appointments. Luckily enough, the second appointment is here first. So we weren't sitting around with our thumb in our ear. And that is Steve Otis, who never occasions anybody's thumb in their ear. So here we are. Stormwater Advisory Board. Lucky guy. We have interviewed a lot of people for this. And we don't always know why. Particularly last week, we had a couple of people. We have no idea what in the hell they wanted to be here on this thing. You, on the other hand, I think we have a better shot. So let's answer the big question. Why do you want to do this, and do you really have the time?
Why do I want to do it? I've been involved in flooding issues since the mid-90s.
Since the flood?
Even before the flood. And I prepared a letter that has sort of background on.
Thank you.
Hi, how are you doing? Steve Otis, nice
John
to see you.
Yes, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Nice to see you again. I've been involved in flooding issues before I was an elected official in a joint project with Rye and Harrison, a little grassroots group. We were trying to resolve an issue about an area called Beaver Swamp Brook, and we started a little community grassroots organization that basically got us on a restoration plan that has had some good things and bad things over the years. But even before I was elected mayor, I was very involved in those kinds of issues. And then when I got elected mayor, Rye became one of the first two communities in New York State and one of only about 50 communities in the country to be in a FEMA program called Project Impact. This is in 1998. The goal of that program was to have communities develop ways to become more resilient to natural disasters before they happen. So we did all sorts of things in Rye in terms of staff training, and we got a grant that allowed us to do an analysis of all of our watersheds, which gave us, in a sense, a heads up for the things that have happened since. Mm-hmm. And so I've had a lot of involvement in these things well before 2007, when we had our bad floods before the Irene floods. I've been to a few FEMA conferences out of state through that work, and have been involved in these issues, not just very actively when I was mayor of Rye, but also at the state level with Senator Oppenheimer and a lot of the flood and emergency management issues that she's been involved with. After the 2007 floods, we reached out to the governor's office on some issues, and in fact, I was in 2007 appointed to the County Flood Action Committee, got to serve on that with Judy until last year when it was replaced by this new statute. And one of the roles that I was able to play is there were things that came up where, from my state perspective, was able to see that there is a communication link that had to be connected between the feds and the state, or the feds, the state, and the county, especially related to the Mamaroneck, big Mamaroneck flooding problem. And so I was involved in trying to help reconnect those levels of government to make sure things happen. But I'm very intrigued by the flooding issue. Do I have the time? I'm sort of an energizer bunny. I find the time to fit all these things in, and I really thrive on the flood and emergency management issues, and feel I made a big contribution on the county committee when I was on that, and am eager to be able to continue that service with your new committee.
Questions, Legislator Testa?
None for me. I'm sold.
Recognizing, I should point out that we've had more names suggested to us than we have positions to fill, so that we're asking people. So we're asking people to keep track of all of us as best they can.
Yes.
Legislator Myers.
Since it was my suggestion that Mr. Otis be appointed to this board, I can only offer that his expertise and his knowledge about flooding was immensely helpful to the Flood Action Task Force, especially with regards to the four projects and the federal project that we were able to move through. I had the honor of sitting next to him. No, I guess I didn't sit next to you. Yes, I did sit next to you today, yes. At a wrap-up meeting a meeting convened by Congresswoman Nita Lowey about the status of the ongoing study in the Mamaroneck River-Sheldrick River confluence, as well as ongoing FEMA issues. And I think the Stormwater Advisory Board would be very, very blessed to have Steve's presence on it.
Mr. Miller.
Yeah, I would echo that. I think Mr. Otis has a significant expertise over a long period of time with dealing with flooding issues. But almost more importantly, and we have a number of other very experienced individuals too, but it's important that we have geographical diversity in the representation, and I believe Steve's the only candidate we saw so far that specifically has experience with the Sound Shore flooding problems, specifically,
yes.
From that area. Others have had general experience as part of the Stormwater Advisory Board, but I think it's important when we select our five that we make sure we have someone that specifically has knowledge of the Sound Shore area. So, and I think
with regards to the Stormwater Advisory Board, I understand just through the grapevine that the county executive has selected his five individuals. The notification of which has not been given to us at all.
Do you know, is the grapevine telling us that any of the people we've considered have been included in that list?
I don't know.
Grapevine tells me no.
I don't think so.
Somebody would have said.
Can we harvest some of these grapes and get the list?
Someone said we asked. Did we actually ask?
The discussion happened in committee, and I actually asked George, and he said he would supply it, but he hasn't yet. There is a communication going on tonight, a letter going upstairs asking for those names.
I'm going to run to my other meeting.
Okay,
fine. John, nice to see you. Always
thanks
for coming
much.
In.
Yeah.
Thank you for considering me.
All right, this is just going to get a little delayed more than anything else.
Okay,
and one of our problems is going to be setting up terms and that sort of thing. But it's really a good idea that we have, I think, representation from the Sound Shore, that people who and in depth experience on that. So. Really
my expertise is not just limited to the Sound Shore.
Oh, understood.
Because like Ossining is in Senator Oppenheimer's district, and I've spent a lot of time with our friend, fellow committee member Mayor Williams with the Elmsford issues, which keep recurring and stuff. So I do have a nice countywide grip on it, which I offer and am very sensitive to.
Yeah, I didn't mean to suggest there is a quota system here, but it's being from an area and being in a position to speak about the experience of an area uniquely in a way that people who are not from an area don't always have. So, all right, it's just nice to see you again.
Bill, nice
thank you
to
very
see you.
Much. And we I'm not sure when we're going to get back to you, but we will.
Okay,
absolutely.
Thank you for.
Thanks very
for considering
much.
Me, and, really and I'm eager to serve. So.
Okay. Tan, fit,
you.
And ready to serve.
Thank you very much.
Take
care.
See you.
Say hello to your dad for me.
I will. Thank you.
Okay. We're not taking any votes, so we'll just take the next person.
Okay.
We missed you last week, John.
We saw
Bernice's suggestion, and we saw fellow.
Betty probably didn't have the time.
Oh yeah.
And then we saw the fellow who's the village manager in Mount Kisco, and I forget who the third one was. There were three of them, and it wound up being at the end just me. So we didn't have a formal meeting last week because we didn't have the quorum.
It's tough.
Sorry.
Tried.
Tried. You get stuck.
There's always something going on.
Oh, okay.
It's that time of the year. There's always something going on.
You bet. You bet.
Julie, would you come down when you're finished here?
I will.
George Orwell's is coming down to talk to us about Miller House.
I look forward to it.
So we have two more?
Three, I think.
Yeah, if depends on who comes. It's Mr. Ertz.
Oh, he's with ShopRite. And he's in Florida. My, that's going to be a tough thing for him to transfer.
Well, that's a good question to ask, isn't it?
I've heard of outsourcing, but this is really going a bit far. You think you have trouble getting here?
Not yet.
Trouble getting here.
Well, maybe that's the corporate office, and but that's what's his personal. What's his address on his resume say? Oh, there he is, Florida. Oh, Florida, New York.
Oh, who knew? There is a Florida, New York.
Oh, there are. There are lots of
these. I know there's Rome, New York.
There's a Philadelphia, New York.
Yeah, wow.
Oh, great.
Oh, my God.
What?
I feel like the Inquisition.
No way.
Joanne Rosamond.
Bill Burton, yes. How are you?
Good to meet you.
Hi, Judy Myers.
Oh, yes, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good to meet you. I know. I think I know you.
Yeah, I've seen you.
Good to see you.
You'd sign in there. That way we have your signature. We can digitize it and sign it. Check.
Okay. That's all right. Sure. You need my phone number as well?
I think we have
whatever,
it. Do I have it?
Whatever it says.
666?
My home number, yes.
Terrific. Okay. You have... put yourself up, or somebody's put you up for the Women's Advisory Board.
Yes.
And the question is, what, after all the time you served in government, what the hell do you want to do this for?
I'm an American.
That matches the profile of about 300 million other people.
Well, I'm dedicated. I've lived in Westchester all my life. My family's been here since the 1800s. My family was very involved in town government in East Chester. I pay attention. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be bored. You know, I need... if I can use my experience, my background...
Mm-hmm.
I would have refused otherwise.
Okay. So you've got the time.
I do.
Mm-hmm. Have you gone to any of the board meetings?
The county board, yes.
No, the women's advisory board.
No.
Okay. Because they're usually quite welcoming. And if you get a chance before we pass the formal resolution to go to one, please feel free, because it's important that, you know, from our point of view, one of the things we look at is attendance, but more to the point, if you're going to make the contribution, the sooner you start going to this stuff and seeing how they work, the better off you'll be, and all of that. Questions, Mr. Testa?
No, I know Joanne well. She's very dedicated to whatever she does, and make sure you translate that into the Women's Advisory Board. We'd be lucky to have her there.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I would just like to say, I think this is a critical time. I think we're coming up to a very critical time for the Women's Advisory Board, because a lot of the programs and a lot of the cuts that we've seen over the past few years in Westchester County are really impacting women, perhaps more than any other group. I think the women are really being hit in Westchester County with the demise of different child care programs, with cuts in the Office for Women cuts in all sorts of different areas that we've seen. And I think as a county, it would be good to be able to really depend on an advisory board for help and perhaps bring it in together with the Office for Women and really try to create more of a voice. I'm seeing this more and more. I saw this just recently. There's a request for proposals out right now with regards to the social service delivery of domestic violence care. And it's gone out very, very broadly. And again, it becomes an issue of, you know, who knows Westchester County best, who can work the best in Westchester County. And I think we are going to need a lot of women banding together. And that's how I see the Women's Advisory Board, as a group, that a volunteer group that can help, you know, to sort of provide the voice. So I think it would be terrific to have somebody who has experience, knows what, you know, what government is all about, could get involved.
Thank you.
And frankly knows the players.
Yes.
So why were you freaked out when you came into the room?
Because we looked like much.
No, I was only joking.
You don't have a resume that says you get freaked out when you see three politicians on the other side of the table.
No. I was only joking when I came in.
Okay.
No, I'm very relaxed. I was very relaxed coming down. My husband said, asked me if I was nervous. I said, no, I don't think so. I worked for Jack Lombardi for so many years that... And I was involved in more than I think I should have been at one point. He trusted me. I was down here and on the ninth floor and whatever. Politicians are people.
Thank you.
Who work hard to get where they are, and I certainly know that. So I think it's, yes, and no, I really wasn't. And I'm familiar with all your names, of course.
Sure. Well, I think Judy's laid out a lot of the issue points that concern us. Things are changing. And what we used to do and how we used to do it and the services that we used to provide were provided in a way that's not necessarily the way things are going to be in the future. And so, look, new blood is good. So I'm glad that you've allowed yourself to come forward, and your husband has allowed you to come forward, although I'm not sure whether that was true or not, but it sounds like he does.
Yes, and, very supportive, yes.
So that's what we need, is supportive spouses.
Thank you.
Thank you. Business. Okay, unless we have any other questions, I think we've done well. How long have you been on the Muskoop board, by the way?
A couple of years.
Okay.
I was asked to join that. I love it. I live 10 minutes from there. And
do you?
My daughter, I should tell you, she's 38. I was very young when I had her. Went to camp there. I think 31 years ago. And my granddaughter, who's 9 now, goes. And my grandson's 5.
Aww.
So they go to the Young Farmers Program. And what... I have to tell you this. It is the best county park there is. It's so well run. I'm so honored that they asked me to join.
Great. See, they got you before we did.
Yeah. But we can still have.
Of course.
We can add them up.
A dedicated worker, by the way. Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Good to meet you, finally.
Glad
and you as well. John, good to see you.
Good luck.
Yes. I won't even tell you. How's that?
I'm going to fold over it.
Yes.
Thank you. Bye now.
Yes.
Thank you.
Good. May I have a motion?
Yeah. So moved.
Second.
Moved by Legislator Meyer, second by Legislator Testa. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Can we ever suggest, we as a board could suggest that advisory boards come to different things, right? I mean, we can ask them to come to committee meetings. I was thinking, you know, it might be a good idea this year when we do our public hearings on the budget to get the Women's Advisory Board to come in and listen to.
Well,
because that's always such a very loud and it's a very good demonstration of a lot of need in the county.
Bye-bye. I can go check for Mr. Earth. I did notice a light on my phone. I didn't have time to check it, so maybe he called.
And that's it. And what about Mr. Brown?
So Bill interviewed Mr. Brown last week.
Oh, he came last week.
I'm sorry. Was that? Of course it was.
I added it on because we didn't get to vote. Yeah. Forum,
oh, well, we can take
that.
Whatever you say.
If you're willing to take my opinion for it,
let me just read.
I think Mr. Brown is more.
Oh,
than,
I do. I had to leave, but yes, because I had to fly over to the public works.
He's more than minimally qualified. He comes from a different point of view, I think, than a lot of people we've seen in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But I would certainly support him.
Good.
So I would make that motion.
And I'll second it, because I did sit in on the first half of that.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
That passes. Thank you very much. Let's put that down then as having happened.
Done.
And Mr.
Ertz from Florida, New York.
I have two sets of minutes, if you guys want to do this.
Okay, one of the minutes is from last week, and because we really didn't have a quorum.
They're not technically official.
So why don't we just, what do you think? Should we actually pass these, or should we just trash it?
We certainly passed the
meeting of the 19th, but what about for the 26th?
I'd feel comfortable passing it because I saw, which one was James Palmer?
Palmer is the fellow from Mount Kisco, the village manager.
Oh, yes. I did not see him, so I actually probably should.
Yes, I wasn't here. So
I didn't see him. I saw most of Brown, and I saw Backer.
Maybe I can somehow mark them as an unofficial record.
Can you do that?
I'll find out.
Or just a comment that under somewhere in there that says that a quorum, an action quorum was not present, but that interviews were carried on. If we can do that, I think that would be nice. Otherwise, can I have a motion on the minutes of the 19th?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you very much. All right, we'll leave this one for the 19th, for the 26th rather, for a later date then.
You guys meet already?
Yeah, we need you. Can we grab him out?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think we're done.
All right.
Oh, okay. John, you want to make a motion to adjourn?
I'll make the motion to adjourn.
Second.
How are you?
Second by Legislator Myers.
Hey,
all in favor say aye. Motion carries. Thank you very much.